Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20, and verses 30 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The following facts sound unlikely, but they are true. If you could fold a typical piece of paper in half 42 times, the folded paper would be thick enough to stretch to the moon. There is a species of jellyfish that does not die of age, it just reverts to a younger form. An average person will walk the equivalent of 3 times around the world in their lifetime. These facts may sound unlikely, but they do fit the realm of possibility. However, there are some things that seem not only unlikely, but outright impossible. There are some things that just seem too far-fetched and too contrary to everything we know that it is easier to doubt than to believe them. We can understand why the disciples doubted that Jesus was alive. Believing that a man is alive whom you know died is one of those things that is difficult to believe. However, Jesus doesn't leave the disciples in their doubt. Jesus appears to them as they are locked in a room. He speaks to them. He invites them to touch his hands and side. He even eats in front of them. All this Jesus does because he wants to take away their doubt and assure them that he is really alive. Jesus appears to you also. He doesn't show up in a locked room and show you his hands and side, but Jesus says you are blessed for believing even though you have not seen him. He has given you his word that you may believe. As you read and study the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will take away your doubt and replace it with faith. That is why the word was written, to take away your doubt and assure you that Jesus has done the impossible for you. These words are written that you may believe, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Father, take away my doubt and replace it with faith. Use your word to assure me that Jesus is alive. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.